So he says, I keep dealing with them now, with an enemy.
Okay.
Alright. What about Kennedy players to whack at you? What the hell is that?
Well, I really think it's responsibility
on people, you know, God, you know, we all know what we're doing in the house. But you know when it went in.
Kennedy put his fingers right.
I can't tell you, sir.
He was totally right. You know, you remember the speech on Laos's first college? He's got that.
How are you going to Laos?
Doesn't Teddy know this?
I'm sure he does. I don't think he gives a damn.
And his people went around there, apparently got a lot of information on it.
This is the GAO that has this report.
GAO. And how do they, why do they give it to a senator?
Well, he asked for it.
All right. Okay.
I'm talking about Laos.
I'm sorry.
He's got some CIA employees on South National Park
prosecution.
Right. Said, well, President, I don't have anything. I want to tell you one thing, and I was pleased that you came up with it. I didn't know what you probably had it on my mind. I had made a decision for a week to program on that. Social Security.
Yes.
And then we had to give those false security.
Yes.
And instead of after they had the hearing, I hear so I get on me, I said, John Conley and Schultz, Senator Conley will help me stand from the side. And I said, how do you feel about the guys? He says, well, he says, there is this, he says, you've got Richardson, you've got Arthur Lane, and you got the congressional guys, they're all 10. They don't want to have to go to the president. I said, well, that it seemed to me that we are now in a position, which he tells me this is also your position. I told him, I said, that's why I told him to do it. It seems to me, and I said, that we're in a position where, because it's an election year, we say, in effect, that there is nothing that we can stop in Baltimore and Smithy if it goes to a special interest group. And I said, maybe we will get rolled on this. Maybe we do lose the old folks' vote. Maybe we do lose the election. But I feel, John, that goddammit, the election isn't worth winning if we just get rolled on everything. Just like I said, so we said, we're just standing firm. I think you should, I'm going to, I'll give the tough word to Richardson. But I think what we ought to do is to paraphrase Johnson. You thought you could negotiate on something around 10%, or someone could be interested.
Yes, it seems like you can, and I'm sure you can. I'll say,
how can you count on that? You thought was that vertical? Well, that's where you got 10%.
Yes.
They negotiate 10%.
No, I'm not sure what they really got. But the point is,
I think you can.
But let me say this,
apart from that, how possibly could we go for a 20% increase in Social Security in our and a $6 billion bank in the budget? So that's a responsibility, a responsibility position on the wage price.
We can.
So that's why we do it.
Sure.
You got to pay for it here.
That
took the long shot on that.
Right.
And they got praised for it. And finally, by God, they got praised for it. Did you notice?
Yes.
In the editorial. Price for it is stood firm and late for it, right? So we stand firm on this.
And you may have to take on food prices. Food prices are going to hit us this week. Consumer price index. I may say something about it tomorrow.
What do you think we can do?
I don't know what we can do.
We probably raise the damn things.
But we have to start with y'all. We will. Live is supposed to be frozen at the retail level.
What can you do?
But I've got to get back into this food thing and see what we can.
Are you going to have a press conference tomorrow?
No.
No. But what do you know about this?
Well, I thought I'd leak out some stories on this because this consumer price is going to come out with us later in the week. It's going to come Thursday. I mean, instead of Wednesday this week, it's going to be bad. Everything else looks wonderful.
Nevertheless, John, I think this the thing is that I would like to see you, and I too. See, I had an opportunity to get something this week, and maybe Thursday, right? But I would like to see you
step in with a strong jaw, and then I will be saying something, I'll be doing something in the office here, and I'll follow it up. That the fifth boat hit the longshore, hit the food, and if you're asked about Social Security, well, if you're not in the presence, you won't be asked about it, but you know, on Social Security, the decision is made. So, but I guess probably I have to say it first.
Yes, sir, you'll have to give some indication, at least.
Yeah.
But you've already testified to that fact, anyway.
Yes, basically, George and I both did that.
Well, if you're asked, you can say categorically that you stand in that position, and I believe that's the president's position. So, you make that question. The second thing is, if you, on the food, how could you draw on it? How would I work for you?
Pardon me.
Well, I think what you say is that it's extremely regrettable that food prices have run the consumer price index up as much as they have in this latest report, and that we're asking both the price commission, the cost of living council, as well as the Department of Agriculture to analyze just where the process this cost is, what causes it, where is it risen. Then we're going to try to get to the bottom of it. And some of it's going to be at the producer level. No question about that. Some of it will be, but not that
much. 100%.
Not that much.
You know where the hell it is. It's in the middleman and those damn retailers. I mean, a lot of that activity.
But you know very well that the farmers aren't doing all that well.
No, they're not doing that well. And it isn't that big a bite of the price drop.
I know that. That's exactly
right. Well, it's the point that you made that you told those damn cattlemen to take this thing on and they didn't see the sense to do it. Months ago.
That's right.
I know about these food prices
and it's going to be hell for us cattle because this, and we're going to have to deal with it tomorrow and next day. And I'd like to need to do a little more work and maybe talk to you tomorrow.
Well, the CPI,
the CPI will
come out Thursday. See, we've got many meetings
and his people all this week.
He's going to get off.
I know, sir. I do not for the simple reason he can't afford to get off on the basis of the longshore. He's got an indefensible
fashion situation. He's got a ledge.
He may get off. He'll get off on account of prices or interest or something. He'll get off on some basis like that. He's not going to get off on the longshore unless I'm badly mistaken. Because I just don't think he can defend that.
You don't think the CPI, I heard it was coming on Wednesday, you think it's Thursday?
I think it's Thursday. I just talked to George Shultz and he said it was Thursday.
Everything else looks great.
Like what?
Well, the leading indicators look good. Got there up again, 2.6%.
That won't come out until later in the week, but you know that.
Yes.
And
housing?
Housing's great.
There's going to be buying retail sales on my interest.
That's right.
You've heard
it over there. First quarter reports look excellent. We're all on target for the GNP of $28.6 billion for the first quarter. That's a very preliminary figure. We never published it. The first guess.
Who gave it?
That's everything. The North Commerce Department shows the GNP increase of $28.6 billion in the first quarter of this year.
When did we get it?
Well, we won't then. We'll call this.
When does the figure come out? The GNP figure?
It'll be
this is January, February, March.
It'll be March. It'll be another month or so. But the only important part of this is that we're doing fine. The only personal savings are up.
Real things.
The only thing that's hurt us right now, and the only thing that needs the most that I know of is bad news, is food.
Now, the CPI, as far as other things are concerned,
I won't be too bad.
The prices aren't too bad, are they?
No.
You mean the pricing is working pretty well?
I think it needs around three tenths and another one part.
The food prices, we know, is terribly low.
It's volatility. It could be way up this month and it could be down the
way. Yeah, well, a friend of mine, I talked to two cattlemen this morning. 10 days ago, they sold the steers out of the feedlot, weighing about 1,000 pounds at 36 cents. They sold some more this week at 33 cents.
So they dropped 3 cents a pound, or roughly 10% in a week. Now that's how volatile.
How many of those figures again?
Well, within 10 days ago,
they sold
cattle out of the feedlot, weighing 1,000 pounds of steers at 36 cents.
Right.
Just Friday, they sold some more last Friday. Same quality, same weight at 33 cents. Same market. So
So they dropped 3 cents in a week's time. Now, I don't know that that's overall the country, but
is there anything dramatic? I know you're on the food thing, we'll talk on that a lot, but if there's anything that we could, the thing is, we shouldn't do a thing unless it's going to work, though, because if I got, that's one place to
go.
No, they go to those grocery stores and check, there's nothing.
And we ought not to.
And also, we must not react to everything that's with something wrong.
That's what I'm worried about.
This is March.
Let's keep our.
This is March, and my judgment, you couldn't be doing better.
And I just think if we start reacting to everything, good or bad, that comes out, we're going to be really.
Let me try to speak one thing that helps us on your mind.
This life thing came out of the years of the industry thing, you see, reality TV.
It's all
life art on
which is an old story.
I know
you was in your apartment, that's right.
Before you came here, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, as a matter of fact, they put me out in jail.
At least you was in jail.
Well, they won't. Arnold Smith is you probably know Arnold Smith.
No, I know who he is, of course.
He's a very capable guy. Probably runs at the limit of the law all the time. But for Christ's sake, if we were going to take a fellow like that, I mean, the mayor of San Diego is a Democrat.
So was the Democrat.
So was Richard. At least he was a big contributor to Pat Brown. Christ, he's one of Brown's major contributors.
What the Christ are they talking about?
What is it? But that's the life, you know what it is?
Pure spirit.
It's like life's going like a Saturday post, John. The last gasp. Do you remember the poster and all the smears? And life also was stuck with that huge story. They lost their hands on that. They're going to another one. I don't believe it. But what do you do about it? You just can't answer them all to me. But just take the
advantage. You have to take the advantage somewhere for you when they're low. You just can't do it now.
The period thing apparently, you know what they're going to find out, but anything on it, it's proving the document was not tight at the time.
Well, that's good. That helps you. I don't know what to think about it, but
stay on it.
But my God.
You know, it's a miserable thing. What they're concerned about, I find, Mom, is that they said in the files of ID&T are denied. Indications of everybody he had talked to. So he claims to have talked to you.
He did.
He claims to have talked to Berlin. He claims to have talked to Flanagan. He claims to have talked to me. But I would have talked to him. I know.
It's a hell of a nice time.
Sure.
Hey, good time.
Yes, sure.
If they asked me, he said he talked to me. That's fine. A couple of press people come up in my office and just tell them what everything's saying. And we didn't talk. But if they asked me, you got me up there, I said, sure, he talked to me. Sure, he raised hell about the son, but he just got a bad news.
She did.
Which she did.
He got screwed with Russia. That's
exactly right.
For 8 years, the company grew like Topsy under the two previous administrations, and under Mr. Ramsey Clark, and they did nothing.
That's right.
We go back to the poor pastures and make them divest their two more profitable companies.
That's right.
And then we get help for it.
And refuse, and agree never to acquire anymore.
And that part, as you mentioned the other day,
I've been such an agreement before.
And so, what is what you did then?
Well, I thought you should know, I'm going to get on our social security.
I think that's very wise.
You know if I were...
Well, the reason I told her, and I didn't want to talk to you, is that
your political judgment, I said, because I sat there in a meeting that day, and I listened, and I went, well, Christ. My way, but on the other hand, it is that now, I don't know.
I told her today, I want you to take a very hard look at this one. Is that water bill?
I said, no, that's only an authorization.
So there, maybe I can justify.
Yes, that's a little different matter. On the other hand, take a hard look, probably. Because if it comes to a point, first, I'm not for the environmental stuff. And a lot of my people around here tell me it's a hell of a lot bigger issue than I realize. But I don't. But my point is, if that's one that we can ride, we'll ride through being an authorization. But believe me, I'm inclined to think now that the country's going to be safe, we've got to step up in the goddamn mark, Mr. President, and I've got to do that.
Well, I couldn't agree more.
And if we lose the election, we lose the election. The environment is a matter of great interest to everybody.
Yeah,
of great interest to everybody. But the folks on environment, it's really on the other side. Because the people where the folks are, if you ask every person, yes, he wants to be concerned about clean air, pure water, and so forth. But if you start shutting down plants,
now, if you want to really have a demonstration.
Yeah. This is, we've talked about this thought. On this environment thing, let's, when you sign a water bill, or if you need to, just say that I want to ask the nation. I'm going to ask the nation to have 30 days to study this bill, and allow every plant in America that can't qualify under this bill to shut down for a day.
And I don't know if this is a talk.
Yeah,
just say y'all shut down for the day. Let's see if people get out of work.
The point is
that everybody is interested in this.
But who does it really affect?
It affects the economy of this country for a remarkable degree.
Let me tell you one way to go for you. If you like it must be a mistake that was very different from what others think. I'll tell you why. He has now announced that he's going to become more aggressive.
That's right.
And he's going to become more bitter and so forth. Greatest mistake he could make, because he did not care to make. The biggest mistake, his first mistake was not to cry. His first mistake, John, was when he took me on that January 25th Vietnam speech. January 25th of Vietnam speech that country was for. But it must be during the letter, as then he was out of character. He wasn't in the center where he could get all of his people. And then came the crime episode. Now, by reacting to this, I say, gee, really, the reason that I'm in trouble is because I'm not speaking strongly enough. He isn't going to sound like himself. Let me tell you a very interesting historical on that. Eisenhower just couldn't bring himself to make a tough speech. He couldn't, you know. He was such a nice guy so far. And I remember in the 54 campaign, you know, we that year lost the House very close. But they can't make a bug in the bank. He finally made one. It was a disaster. Because he could have got the words were there. But he just, you know, he had up the greatest team. And I feel like unless he's going to stick with this, what do you think?
No question, all just for
that. He's through God. Well, I don't know if he's through God. He's got a message for all the governments, but
he looked at him like a good choice in Illinois, but that's he's through.
Well, he's plenty of out of character. He's got, you can't get him. He's going to get over. He's going to get over way off to the left and be very disciplined on all these issues. And he's, the longer he stays there, the more support he's going to lose.
Because this nation is not a leftist nation.
That's the Democratic candidates are out of step. Of course, the only one that's in step, basically, apart from Wallace, who's a little bit, is Jackson. Jackson's
best I can. I've never known any of this.
Thank you, sir.